Good afternoon, this is Rachel on AFP Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Charles Bacon. At the beginning of the year on Animal Farm, the pigs claimed a new rule. All animals are equal, but some are more equal. This news shocked the whole world. Today we have Benjamin the Donkey and Snowball the Pig talking about the recent events on Animal Farm today. So, how are you?
Good. I'm good.
Okay, so starting with the first question, how long have you both lived on Animal Farm?
I've lived on Animal Farm for about 8 years before I was kicked out.
I lived there for all of my life.
For all of your life?
Yes.
So you saw everything happening?
Yep.
Okay, so what are the best memories about Animal Farms for both of you?
For me, as a pig, the best part was when we kicked Jones out, because that's when the pigs took control.
So you still agree on the pigs taking the control on everything?
Well, for my part, well, I just think we were just more of the leaders because we decided to kick Jones out.
Because you came up with the idea?
Yes.
Okay. What about you?
When Jones was there, because everyone was equal, everyone worked hard, not only the animals and the pigs stay in that farmhouse.
Yeah, so everyone was equal, at least the animals. So you liked the times when Jones was here?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the second question. As a donkey and a pig, what is your point of view on this event?
As a pig, my point of view is, actually this news shocked me because the pigs are just a little bit more equal, like I told you before. And that's the reason is because we're the ones that came up with the plan. But otherwise, we're as equal as all the other animals. Nothing changed.
For me, as a donkey, when the pigs started living in the farmhouse and sleeping on beds, I predicted this is going to happen.
So you really saw everything coming?
Yes.
We'll be back in 20 seconds after the commercial break from our sponsor.
Hey Billy, have you tried Charles Bacon?
No, Bob, have you?
Yes, I have. It's the best tasting bacon in the world, full of nutrients and flavors. Try Charles Bacon right now at the farmer's market for 50% off.
Now we are back to the show with Benjamin and Snowball. Recently, the pigs announced 4 legs good, but 2 legs are better. So, Snowball, what do you think about this?
When I heard about this, I felt really, really confused. Because when pigs and animals are made to walk on 4 legs or have wings, they're not made to walk on 2 legs. Humans are. And when I found out that pigs were walking on 2 legs, I got confused on who I am. Should I become a human and walk on 2 legs like the other pigs? Or should I stay an animal and walk on 4 legs. So, at this point, I don't know who I am.
Yeah, confused about your own identity.
Yes.
Okay, Benjamin, what do you think?
I think the pigs now are becoming the Jones on the farm, and things becoming worse than before.
Because they have become like just like Jones, now they're starting to walk on 2 legs.
Well, they're becoming worse than Jones.
Yeah.
Because animals are telling other animals what to do.
Now moving on to the last question. What are your plans for Animal Farm?
For me, I was thinking of going back to the farm, getting an army, and try to rebel against Napoleon Squealer and all the other pigs that are following along with them for the utopia we deserve. Because I grew up on that farm, and it'd only be fair if I stayed living on that farm. I should have been kicked out.
So you're planning to go back to the farm?
Yes.
And start everything from the very beginning?
Yes, after we defeat Napoleon and Squealer and all the other pigs.
What about you, Benjamin?
I'm planning on leaving the farm because I'm old, and I want to live my last moment peacefully.
So you're planning to go off and live your own life?
Yes.
Today we enjoyed talking to Snowball and Benjamin about experiences on Animal Farm and their opinions and their future plans for the Animal Farm. Thank you to Snowball and Benjamin for being here and talking about Animal Farm today.
Thank you for inviting us.
And thank you to those people who made the programs possible, our producer, technical people, and our sponsors, Charles Bacon. Next week, we will be talking about pop culture. This was Rachel on AFB Radio. Wish you all good night.